Okay.
Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome
to the greatest show on podcast land.
Where?
Could you have kept a straight fucking face
right.
instead of laughing?
No. So you guys, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 654. And we record where?
Out of Roger's asshole in Chicago, Illinois.
And this show, we like to talk about really, really important things.
Like?
Getting off your phone when you're doing a podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We also like...
I'll remind you of that when you're on it.
We also like to talk about, you know, farts, periods.
Coke off someone's dick.
Hairy nipples.
Pussy.
You know, you name it, we talked about
it. So, you know, the everyday thing.
Right. Everyday things you talk about at the water cooler at work.
Right. Ew, if that's what straight people talk about, ew. Watery vaginas.
So, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do some listener feedback because feedback, we had someone feedback, actually from, I think, the feedback, website feedback. Contact us.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know the words. So, we have a message from the website from Fawn Michelle.
Can I delete these Cafe Press?
I don't even have that in mind anymore.
How the hell do you not have them if they're still in my... When I just saw you delete the other emails?
I don't have any of that in mind from Cafe Press. Not sure why. So first, let's... Fawn Michelle, love the name. I know she's a podcast listener of other shows. So I'm going to read the email. The message.
You do that.
And then we're going to go from there, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Rick and Roger. I recently started listening to the podcast after I've heard about you several times on The Pod is My Co-Pilot. You know, a spinoff show. I love that show.
You listen to that trashy show?
After getting married, I relocated from Florida to Tennessee. And I am feeling somewhat anxious to leave at some point north. I've heard both bad and great things about the Chicago area, and I would really like to know more about what kind of work one can find there and what it's actually like to live there. Sorry if you've already answered this question before. Thanks so much, Fawn Michelle. Well, first of all, thank you for emailing us.
Thank you for emailing us.
Chicago. So I moved from Florida to Chicago. So she did a partial, like, midway move, right?
Yeah, still the South.
I would say that the biggest thing about moving to Chicago is the expense. It's expensive to live here. Not as expensive as New York or San Francisco, probably.
Well, it is the seventh most expensive city in the country.
Okay.
So it is it is pretty expensive.
Is it seventh, really?
Yes.
That's kind of low.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, God.
The other thing is you've lived in Florida, but she moved to Tennessee, so you're used to the winter. So just imagine the winter from Tennessee being about 15 times worse.
I was going to say about 20 times worse.
And that's about it. I mean, the rest of Chicago, I love.
Your deaf dog heard something.
Yeah. I love Chicago. You know, you hear a lot of bad things about shootings but it happens in every big city. So I think Chicago may be happening a little more than normal, but As in living in Chicago, you can live outside the city of Chicago, which some parts are expensive.
I do that.
Yeah.
Do you want to know how much my city sticker costs?
Hey.
For 6 months, it was $20.
Hey.
Hi.
A year, $90 here.
No, a year, right. It's like $100. Yeah. It's insane. Well, hold on.
The good thing about Chicago.
Hold on. So the bad stuff that you've heard about Chicago, which is what I hate when people who don't live in the city and just hear all this shit from the news or ask a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
no one that actually lived in Chicago. Me, born and raised in Chicago, and I will tell you that the kind of crime that happens on the south side rarely, if ever, happens on the north side of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Most of the crime and shootings and things like that you hear of happen on the south side.
Or west side.
Or southwest side. Mm-hmm. Because even I used to live on the west side, and it wasn't as bad as that. Also, too, I also think that it is one of those things where you're not a gang member, so they're not going to bother you.
Right.
So most of the time, the city is fairly safe. Like, it is only if you go towards those areas on the south and someone's on their phone
mm-hmm.
that...
I was looking up crime on the south side.
Right. And it's only when you start heading south. And by south, I mean it's literally south of, like, the Loop, south of most of the... Like, I would probably say anything when you start getting into, like, the very end of the named streets.
Numbered streets. Or any street that starts with K.
No. you are starting, you'll see a huge difference.
But you know what? I've been in that area before, and you're not a drug dealer, you're not a gang member, no. So they're not.
They're not out for you.
If anything happens, it's
because you got caught in the crossfire. Right. That would happen. Is that if you happen to be there at the wrong time, then something like that could possibly happen. But 9 times out of 10, if you're not a drug dealer, if you're not a gang member, if you're not selling drugs or a prostitute, you're gonna be fine. Mm. So, and most people who have lived in urban areas before know not to head in that direction.
And you know which way. You know where you're going to go.
Right.
So,
you know where you know your tribe.
Ivy. Sorry, I have to lecture my dog because she's been chewing on this rug for some reason.
She's trying to be sneaky mm-hmm. is what she's doing.
She's smart.
Ivy.
Ivy, no ma'am. I see you.
And look at how she turned around like a little kid. Innocent. Like,
I didn't do anything. Don't yell at me. I'm fragile.
She turned around. She's like, what? I'm not doing anything.
You're abusing me.
And she's like this.
I didn't do anything.
Everything.
I've moved to Chicago. I've had a lot of positive experiences. So although I would definitely think.
Although you did move into, what was it, Wicker Park? Or was it
Bucktown.
Bucktown. Wicker Park and Bucktown are neighboring neighborhoods. I remember when he first got down here and he was like, I picked him up and we went out to dinner. He's telling me about how you had walked from, I think, was it Western?
Fullerton, probably.
From Fullerton and Western all the way to where you lived or whatever. And he's like, it was so scary. It was
under the bridge. Yeah. I had to walk under the bridge where the homeless people are.
Yeah, and that is a little scary because
normally they won't mess with you.
Yeah, most places they won't mess with you. Some will be a little aggressive, but I do have to say that our bums, for the most part, are not aggressive like they are in warmer places.
Like California
or Florida.
So aggressive in California.
Not all. In San Francisco, they're super aggressive. Like, they will call you. They'll be like, bitch, motherfucker, you didn't give me a goddamn cheeseburger. Be like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? It's like the guy when I was in Los Angeles, I gave him money and it was like all coins. He was like, you don't have any paper money? I'm like, bitch, I just gave you like $4.
And I would have turned around and said, would you like to give me that back?
And he had mayo in his beard. So how hungry are you?
Ew, that's gross.
Hopefully it was mayo.
I was going to say, ooh.
So anyway.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Stop eating that fucking rug. You see, this is the difference between Ricky and I. He just was like, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, girl, stop eating that motherfucking rug. You won't be puking.
What are you, a lesbian?
What? You won't be puking up fur.
So Fa Michelle, I think you would really enjoy it. It depends
that
on
if
you
great drag name. Fa Michelle.
I think it's a good just regular name.
No, it is.
But I like the name like, Fawn. I think that's so like, oh, I love it. It's so nature. It's so like young and happening.
She's bringing nature realness to you.
She's bringing like Bambi realness.
Bambi realness.
But not like slutty Bambi. I mean like no, actually we like love slutty Bambi. Bambi.
Like we love a slutty Bambi. Like, hi, my name is Bambi. And you could see her like pussy lips protruding
from the back. Shit. Mud flaps.
Virgin.
No, that's not a virgin.
Anyway.
So, Fawn, I know we didn't really give you a lot of information, but...
In terms of work, I think...
There's all kinds of work here.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know how good the city is. I haven't had to look for it.
With thousands of people for a job though.
So it depends on what you're right. So like, I don't know what you do, and I don't know if you want to tell us what you do, Fawn. But if you know, depending on what you actually do,
if you're like a nurse,
you'll find a job. Yeah, I mean, if you're like if there's a specific trade that you do in the city, you'll definitely find a job because trade jobs in the city are very like, not that there's a lot of them. There's not an abundance of them here, but I think it is pretty easy to get one if you find yourself in that position or if you have that kind of skill. Other like secretary jobs and things of that nature, that's a little harder because you are competing.
Administrative.
You are competing against a lot of new graduates since we do have like four or five universities and colleges that surround the area. So that may be a little difficult.
So hot. If you want to look at guys.
I mean, how the fuck did I go from 27... percent battery to nine.
I'm at 12, so we're gonna have to make this a real. Let me dim my screen.
But I don't understand. Like seriously, like how did it just go from like 20 to nine?
Maybe our computers are getting old. So let's keep going because if my computer ends, the show ends, and hopefully it saves. So, Fawn Michelle, I hope you enjoy, or I hope that helps you, and you just do some research and don't always use the news.
Listen to that. That's
maybe you should just turn it off.
I've never had that.
Girl, like turn it off. It's hot.
You know what it is? I think I have a lot of shit. Mm. And I need to like delete some. Anyways, go ahead.
So just don't always listen to the news. Just, you know, read some stuff online, read about businesses and stuff like that. And just do a little research.
Yep. I think you'll be fine.
So thank you very much, Fawn. We appreciate it. And we really appreciate it that you, you know, you address Pod as my co-pilot as a spinoff, as they should be.
Because they are a spinoff.
So let's answer two more of Joseph's questions.
Oh, yes.
Are you turning your computer off? What are you doing?
Yes, I think I know what it was. I think I know what it was. It was I had Skype open, and I think that's what was taking the battery.
All right. So, you know, you guys, Joseph sent us some questions that he wanted us to answer because he wants people to get to know us, and he wants to laugh. So, hopefully, we can give him both out of all of these questions.
So we did one and two.
Three, the four, third one is: when was the last time you were concerned that you weren't going to make it to the toilet? I'm glad you're not asking me, and I'm glad you're not asking Big Fatty that question because constantly.
I was gonna say every minute,
right?
he carries around a colostomy bag, so he doesn't have to like even move.
So, the last time I was concerned that I wasn't gonna make it to a toilet was actually at work, and like I had to sat at my desk. And I can see where the bathrooms are, so I can see who goes in and out. And I don't like to do number two if someone is in the bathroom. So, but every time I would get up to go use the bathroom, I could see somebody walk in there. Because there's two toilets, there's two urinals. But, you know, that's not quite big enough for me to go in to, like, be dropping Medusas, right?
Medusa?
Dropping my Medusas. Because they look like snakes when they come out.
But that's so gross.
But it finally got to the point of where my coffee was kicking in. And my stomach was like.
Oh, that's the worst feeling ever.
Oh, do I have to pass a little gas? And then I was like, oh, nope, no, I don't. I got to get up. Got to go. So I almost didn't make it. Like, I was unbuckling my belt at the door coming into the bathroom.
Oh, girl.
And what was worse is someone was already in the stall. So I had to poop next to somebody. And I had like the apple splatters. It was like, just splashing, just courtesy flush. The guy started gagging next to me.
Let me ask you a question. What's your normal routine? Because like when I go to the washroom, like if I'm gonna do number two, which I try not to do unless it's at home, what I do is like if I'm in pub, like if this is at work. Because I had an incident like that, sort of the same, where I can see, I can see who goes in and out of the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And we have two motherfuckers. And mind you, ours is a one-person bathroom. And we have two.
Oh, I would never go in. I would never use it.
We have two people in our floor that go in and out every fucking day. Like, six times a day.
On time? Just, like, on time?
Every, like, ritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I have to always be careful because if I need to go, like I need to make sure that it's open. I don't mind doing that because it's a private bathroom and we have like air sprays.
But somebody else can come. No one likes floral shit.
Literally.
No one That's likes what that.
It smells like every time I enter the bathroom.
It's pretty much you shat on my face and then you sneezed some flower shit on me. It's no awful. One likes that.
No one likes.
You know what works? Peppermint
no.
oil.
No, no, that's just the same.
It works though. But it's the no, same. It's seriously same. Works, it's and it makes same. Your butt tingle.
I think that's why you like it.
It makes my brown eye wink.
That's so fucking gross. Gross.
I have to pause this for a second. I'm gonna have to go get the cord for the.
Oh, wow, you're running out of time.
And we're back. So you were talking about the routine for your bathroom visit.
Yes. So, oh my God, it's so awful. Like I literally was like, I go in there. I, first of all, try not to shit myself while I'm trying to put fucking literally. It's like I'm wrapping the toilet up and sending it somewhere because I take toilet paper and I'm like laying it everywhere. I fucking wipe it down with Lysol wipes before I sit my ass on there on top of the paper.
Oh, no. If you have Lysol wipes, that's good enough for me.
Oh,
I just bare ass on it.
No, can't do that. Can't do that. And I'll tell you why I can't do that. So anyways, so what I do is I drop. What do they call it?
Drop and flush.
No. What is it? Oh my God. What's that word that they people use? And I eliminate. Uh-huh. So I eliminate and then I flush. Uh-huh. And then, you know, if there's more to eliminate, I eliminate that and then flush again. And then I wipe and then flush and then flush again and then flush one more time and then flush one
so
more time.
So much water waste.
I flush about three times, but I will tell you, not once have you gone into the bathroom after me, and you'd be like,
"You're lying."
I mean, like, fucking someone's gonna died.
Know you someone's no, gonna
because
know you
I'm
shit.
Serious because it takes the smell with it.
No,
not lying.
No,
try it.
That's not even like scientifically possible.
Why wouldn't it be?
It's not.
Okay, but just I want you to try it. Just try it. You don't have to flush.
I courtesy flush all the time.
But how many times do you courtesy flush?
Like twice.
Okay, but that's just twice. So the key to not having the bathroom smell is that you flush right after you eliminate and you wipe and then you throw that in the toilet and then you flush again and then you flush twice after that. And I guarantee
that's so much water waste. People in Africa would love to drink that water.
That's really nasty. No, they would not. I mean, you fucking dumb ass.
So when was the last time you thought you weren't going to make it to the toilet? Was that at work also?
Yeah, it was at work. It was about 3 weeks ago. Oh, it was awful. I think it was because I smoked a little ganja the day before, and every time I smoke the ganja, like I have
tears it up
the shit, but it feels good because it releases all that toxin, toxin.
Yeah. All right. So the next question is, what kind of sickness have you lied about so you wouldn't have to go to work?
Oh,
I have a good story for this.
Go ahead. You can go.
I you know, well, in Florida, I don't know if it's the same way in here, but if you take more than 3 days off from work,
you have to give a note.
You have to have a note or a reason that you're taking that off.
Right.
Well, it was a personal issue. I did not want to share it. And the person, like the human services people, they were requesting it. They're like, it has to be on the form. It has to be on the form. Well, it was more of like a emotional, like I needed some, just some days off, you know, but I didn't want to have to put that on the form. My doctor just let me off so I can, you know, like have an emotion, like stress relief days or whatever.
Oh, like a mental health thing?
Right. But they, no, that wasn't good enough. They, you know, I said it's personal. They weren't taking it. So you know what I wrote on the form? Severe, bloody, infected hemorrhoids. like, oh. I should have put an asterisk that said, real bad.
Update.
But you know what?
Really bad.
I didn't care. I'm like, whatever. And then, so I give it to the human resources lady. And she looks at it and she goes, ew. I'm like, yeah, what do you think? Ooh. I told you it was fucking personal. And she was like, maybe you should reword.
Did she say, maybe you should reword? Right.
Fuck you. That's what I would have said. You know what? Maybe you should reword and say, okay, this is good enough.
Yeah.
The next time I say it's fucking personal.
I can't even. Oh, my God. I can't even. I can't.
I mean, what part of personal are you not getting? Am I? Do I really have to be offensive? So I was fucking offensive.
Ew.
You might want to reword.
That was like offensive, defensive.
Appalling, shocked and appalling at the same time. Appalling.
Oh my God.
But you know what? They never fucking asked me for a reason again.
Well,
and I put personal and they were fine with it.
Yeah, serves them right.
That's right, bitch.
That's right, bruh. I don't
fucking, you know, Ashley.
If you're listening, Ashley.
Ew. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't have bloody infected hemorrhoids.
I would have been like this, like, oh.
My butt hurts. Do you have a donut pillow?
I would have been like,
oh, I should have said I have severe, severe infected hemorrhoids from sticking a road cone up my ass.
Stop talking about big
and
fatty.
Then having someone you scream into it for vibration.
Oh my God.
Hey you guys.
I can't. God.
I mean, just wide open.
Oh my God. Oh my Jesus. Oh my God. I have nothing to follow that. Right. I just use a normal, like, like I would tell my boss, like I would just tell him, I was like, I have severe diarrhea. I'm not feeling really well. I have, you know,
you should try my excuse.
My hemorrhoid is infected with sticking out of my ass. I could play with it.
Because I work construction.
Because I work a desk job and I'm stressed. I can't.
I want to know what kind of desk shop that you have. That's fucking giving you infected hemorrhoids.
Oh my God.
my stomach hurts. Oh. Bob from accounting, you need to take a day. Girl. Woo. Y'all, Roger had to walk away.
Oh my God, I can't even. Ooh.
Oh, that was funny.
I needed that. That was funny. Okay. Oh. Whew. Anyways, so no, I haven't had anything unusual like that happen.
Nothing like that?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
No. I mean, I'm the normal one, and that's weird.
Why have you been out for 3 days? Because I fed my gizmo after 12 o'clock.
That's right. Oh.
That made my big girl laugh come out.
Yes, sure did.
Woo!
No, I haven't. I mean, I use like the normal, like someone in my family died. I mean, I didn't kill off every member of my family. My uncle died this morning. Can't go today.
Right. You guys, that's a good question I want to ask other people. What kind of sicknesses have you told your bosses?
That was not true.
That's not true to call in sick. So,
or even if it was true, I suppose it doesn't matter because it's probably going to be funny.
So just email us or Facebook us or something.
When I need to go to the washroom at work and I want to tell Jules that I have to go because her and I, like, we're anal about like cleanliness over there. Mm-hmm. So I'll send her like the toilet emoji or like the shit emoji, like back and forth.
Oh.
And she's like, check into that personal toilet. I'm like, uh-huh.
Baron said that he would totally buy our album.
Oh,
from T to the A to the A to the ear.
Oh my God. That was funny. It was hilarious. Anyways.
All right. So I think we should just stick to those two questions. We got some other stuff to talk about. We're at 30 minutes. Y'all, okay. I am pissed. Still pissed off over this. I mean, just fucking pissed.
Well, first of all,
my dog is like, something's going on with her. She's like, pay attention to me.
She's freaking out.
Sit.
Oh. I mean, you just like estrange la ganja.
So last, not this past Monday, the Monday before last, I go out to my car, I get in it, everything's fine. I go to Walgreens before I go to work, right? So I get out of my car and I'm going to get a reusable bag, and the side of my car is like, looks funny, and I'm like, oh, that's weird, it's like foggy outside or whatever. So I get the bag and I close the trunk and then I walk back around. Roger, how about somebody fucking sprayed dark blue paint on the side of my fucking
car? I thought it was
car.
White.
No, it was dark blue.
Oh, shit, girl. Well, it doesn't matter. Your car's black, so you would have seen it unless it was black.
Right. Well, it was, but that's why I didn't see it at night. Like, when I first got out there, it looked weird. It had a weird texture, but I just thought, maybe it's dirty or whatever. It's dark outside. Oh, my God. I was so mad. Somebody had taken spray paint and sprayed the side of my car. They didn't put a message. They didn't put artwork. They were just an asshole and spray painted. But I wasn't the only car. There were several other cars. I was fortunate enough that the can ran out of paint. So all I had was like splatter from it going, you know, trying to get the rest of it out. But there were other cars that had like a solid line right through their car.
That's so fucking shitty.
The police, well, you know, of course we called the police.
Right.
Well, first, the police were at the corner, and I said, could I file a report with you guys? And they're like, we don't do that. You have to call 311 or go online and file a report.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't do that.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. This is so strange to me.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you not, like, you're the police. We're supposed to be filing a report with you. Now you need me to call somebody?
Yeah, we don't do that.
Wait, so you had to file it online?
I filed a report online, graffiti. Damaged vehicle.
Is that what so there was a tab for that?
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit on the website that you can choose from.
Oh, okay, got it. I guess it must have happened.
Graffiti
enough.
Is one of them, yeah. Damages to separate things. But if it happens to your building, if it happens to your building or it's on like, you know, the L, mm-hmm. you can get that removed for free. But if it's on your car, sorry.
Sorry, bitch. You got to pay for that shit on your own. Personal property, we don't take care of.
So $360 later, we got the paint removed.
How did you guys get it removed?
We had to take it to a place, and they have special machines that remove like that kind of stuff, like paint and like tree sap and shit like that from your car.
Oh, you know what? Actually, my mother has this particular like solution that takes that stuff off.
But they put a solution on the car, and then this machine, it took 4 hours just to do this one side. Wow. But it goes super slow. It goes like, it's like, I mean, I can't really, this is audio, but you can see it. It's like super slow. It like goes like this and it buffs, right. It's like really, really slow.
I guarantee you that's probably so that it could protect the paint and stuff. Yeah,
because
like that.
He said if it would have been during the summer, they would have had to repaint the whole side of the car.
Oh my God, can you fucking imagine if that had happened?
But he said since it was cold, it didn't have a chance to like set into like the clear coat and the paint, so they were able to remove it.
I would have been
fucking how angry do you think Tony was? How angry do you think Tony was?
Don't let him see anybody that was of a specific shade.
Also, where do we have to park all the time now? Right in front of the window so he can see. Like uh-huh. He's like, what's her face from 227. I'm like, it's fine. I mean, I'm not going to live in fear that my car is going to be spray painted all the time.
And
now.
You shouldn't have to. I mean, that's so stupid. I mean, I get that it's why was shitty.
Also, how many walls are in the city you can't fucking like spray paint on a wall?
I mean, God damn it. There's the fucking walls underneath the goddamn train. Go over there.
Right.
Well, didn't they just redo those?
They're about to redo them.
Like they painted murals. Them? Yeah, murals or whatever.
But basically the police said what they can see happened is a person was driving a car and the passenger person had their hand outside just spraying the cars as they went down.
Oh my God. That fucking pisses me off. Pisses me fucking off. That's it. Oh.
So you guys, that was $360 that we had to spend that we could have used for something else. God damn it.
And that's just
Fawn Michelle. This
is what you would.
That's just the kind of stuff you have to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but it's not.
She's chewing on plastic. Keep talking.
It's not something that it's so fucking stupid. I guarantee you that it was some ignorant ass motherfucker who
17-year-old.
Yeah, who just wanted to fucking drive around.
Who lives in a city with endless possibilities, but has to drive around and fuck up people's shit.
I mean, endless possibilities. Oh. Endless possibilities.
So yeah, that's what one of the bad things that happened. So,
Well, that sucks, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm happy that you were able to fix it. And don't let that shit happen to me while I'm fucking here.
What are you gonna do? You're gonna pay $360 to have it removed.
Yeah, clearly.
That's what you're gonna do, because there's no proof. We have no proof of anything.
Yeah, I know, that sucks. I just hope it doesn't happen while I'm here, because I sure don't have $365. But anyway,
you had a life-changing event happen.
I had a religious experience happen to me on November 3rd that I was waiting for about 3 or 4 years.
It was 7 years.
No, the album was out in 7 years, but she hasn't performed live in 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Clarificational purposes. So I went and saw Janet Jackson on Tuesday, November 3rd.
Also known as
Day. And she was... it was a religious experience. That's all I can say. That's all I can relegate it to, is that it was a fucking religious experience. I sat third row. Off to the, like,
you're really close.
I was super close, and I'll post pictures to my Facebook over the weekend, but I have some video too, so I'll post a few videos of that I have. But it was honestly like I know that everyone compares Madonna and Janet,
they do
all the time, Because they're the two like huge pop stars that have made it from the 80s and 90s that have still made it.
That do concerts.
That do. Is that what you like, mean? The, no, that in general, like they usually compare the two all the time. Like, oh, Madonna sold this many tickets or this many albums and she's beating Janet, and or Janet sold this many albums and she's beating Madonna. But I mean, it's been.
Adele's beating all of them right now.
Well, but anyways, she. She is determined to chew that fucking rug. Right. Ivy, no. She's like, so oh, concert. He's coming, right. He's like, oh, he's coming. Anyway, so, but I do have to say that the difference between Madonna and Janet's concerts is that Madonna is very visual in the sense of visual aids, and Janet is very visual in the sense of physicality. So, like, you when you go see a Madonna concert, you go see you go to see her show because there's a lot happening on the stage. So the TVs are usually displaying some really cool imagery. The stage is moving. Dancers are flying and dancing from all parts. So like they incorporate. I mean, literally with Madonna, the stage becomes live, which is the really cool part of watching Madonna live. And I will say that over the years, she has become a better singer. And she has sung most of her songs live. So, and you could tell. With Janet, it's not so much about production. It's not so much, there is production. It's not lost. But it's not about that production. It's the production of her dancing and her numbers.
Oh, before you continue.
Yes.
The video that you posted of her that she was talking about to her fans in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I made a comment, but then didn't realize it was on the Janet Jackson website, so I had to remove it real quick.
Uh-huh.
Girl, why the fuck did she have drag queen makeup on? What the fuck is up with that?
Yeah,
it was bad.
No, that's her makeup for her concert. Like, it's because of the concert lights and stuff.
She needs to back it on up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like... We were
talking about that, actually.
It was like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, we were talking about that because when we... So, anyway. So, let me go back and I'll full circle with that.
Okay.
So, anyway. So, you know, that's the difference between going to see Madonna and going to see Janet. Now... I will tell you that I still get chills every time I see Madonna come on because I love her openings. And there's something that anytime I see a star, like an entertainer open the show, like it brings me chills because I always think how exhilarating that is to like open the show and start off this adventure that you're going to go on for the next 2 hours. So I always get really emotional. With Janet, I cannot control myself. I start crying, I start shaking, and I'm screaming my eyeballs out. And I literally go to a different place. Like, I'm not even...
You're not at Roger anymore.
No, I'm
You're
not,
Janet.
Not even, like, I'm not even there.
You're Janet.
Yes. And you know, the best part about it, it's like... She comes on and you're screaming your eyeballs out and she's so fucking close to you and yet so far away from you that like it's just, I don't know. It's really, it's a strange thing to experience. And I don't know if, you know, if any of our listeners have ever experienced watching their favorite performer up close, like at, you know, anywhere between the first and fifth row, like, you know what I'm talking about. You just, there's this like rush of energy that you get and you literally escape to somewhere else and you're like, when you're done, you're just like, oh my God, I'm fucking exhausted. Like, I don't know where I went, but I'm happy I'm back.
I'm back.
And it's exhausting. She was amazing. I mean, her vocals were definitely on point. Her dancing, although it's not as hard as it was when she was younger, she was still on fucking point. I mean, she slayed that fucking stage and walked off and was like, boom, there you go. I did that. I'm gone. And she was really good. I like the music selection. A lot of people were complaining that she was rushing through a lot of the songs very fast. Like, it was literally as soon as she walked off that stage down to the main stage from when she opens, dude, seriously, nonstop fucking dancing.
It's like, because she's like, bitch, I'm tired.
Right. She's like, if I stop. I need
to go to CPC. Right.
She's like, if I stop. Not
Michael CPC.
No. So I need to take that temporary dirt nap. So anyways, and she was just, I mean, it was just wow. It was one of her best concerts, I would probably say, since the Velvet Rope. Also, too, I think it's because she's coming from a different point in her life. So it's, you know, there's that sort of component in it. I got to meet up a lot of the fans, and I got to meet a lot of new fans, and I also got to meet, you know, see my old fans from like the Velvet Rope mm-hmm. era, which is when I met a lot of them. And so that was also nice. But anyways, we were talking about when there used to be this website called Janet Zone. It was Janet-XONE. And it was like this huge fan site that was done by my friend Michael. And he, like, everyone, it was literally like Janet's actual fan site and then his. Like, that's how close there was. Mm-hmm. And then there was one that was in Europe. And that guy who ran that is a prick. But anyway, so we were talking about that. And I was like, so when she came on stage, or when she showed up in Louisiana, she was not in her tour makeup. She was in regular makeup because that was like set up. It was staged so that way, because she was going to be on TV and whatnot, you know. But this one, when she was in, I think when she walked out in Minnesota, she didn't have any makeup on. But then my friend Michael was like, but when she gets up close to you and you're in first row and you see her makeup, oh, it's she's bad. Like, it's like there's no blending. It's like literally like they go psh, psh,
psh. Like, it literally looked like she stepped off RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's they don't, like...
That shading that they had on the forehead right here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, why would they make a video of her that close?
I think because she was about ready to go on stage, and it was literally when she had just done the makeup for tour.
She needs the RuPaul filter.
But see, you know what, though? But that's the it's awful, but that's the beauty of, like, lighting and staging. Like, you can't see that. When you're sitting out there watching her on stage, she looks like she's got a normal face. But I'm sure that when she gets off stage, she's got clown makeup all over. I mean, like, it looks like race car driving mm-hmm. lines. I mean, it's just awful. But we were talking about that. It was a lot of fun. I got to meet, I finally got to meet her bodyguard. So I was one degree step of separation from, I got to hug him. So he was, you know, it's like hugging Janet. I got to meet the little girl dancers. I got to meet one of my favorite dancers out of her troupe. I didn't take pictures with the little girls because I thought that was kind of creepy. And I didn't take pictures with the other dancers just because I was like, you know what? They're on their off time.
And you're not Janet.
And, you know, they're being very gracious to give us a hug and say hi and stuff. I'm like, I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? I don't want to bother them. They were walking around the city and stuff. So, but they were all very nice. The two little girls are so fucking adorable. They're so cute. My friend did get a picture with them, which I made fun of him for doing that. Cause I was like, that's really creepy. You are almost 40-year-old man. Why are you taking a picture with little kids? That's creepy.
Right.
Well,
Jared.
Right. Exactly. Well, he was taking pictures of the little girls, but not with the little girls.
Not of the little girls.
Right, exactly. I cannot stress enough, if you get a chance, if she's going to be in your town and you get a chance to see her, go, because it is an experience. It is really a lot of fun. Janet does not disappoint. She puts on a really good show. The production value may change a little bit with the second leg of the tour. And I think even the third leg of the tour, it'll be a little different. But yeah, I mean, it's great. Dun, 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 dun. What? Dun, dun, oh, dun, 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 dun. We have reindeers in here. Yeah. And you know what? We fucking missed her driving in an hour before I got there. I was like, fuck. And yeah, and then we went to go Hatefully, and it was so good. And Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis had just driven up, so we missed them too. But we got to meet one of the backup singers, who's actually an artist in her own right. That was fun. She was really like, she had a lot of energy.
a lot of energy.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know. Do you remember what Rock With You, the video? Have you ever seen that video? Mm-mm. There's a drag queen. There's a famous drag queen that's at the end of the video that's dancing with Janet, and she's apparently good friends with her, and she was at the concert as well. And so was one of her
old school drag queens from here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's a Chicago drag queen.
Do you know who? You don't know which one it is?
I'll show you the video, but okay. I don't know her name off the top of my head. But she's pretty good friends.
Is it Miss Fousey?
No.
Oh.
No, God, no. She's a, I think she works at the Baton. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you've never seen a show, have you ever seen a show at the Baton? Mm-mm. Oh my God.
It's, I heard they're good.
Fucking amazing. Like, see, because I don't.
That's where all the straight girls go with bachelor parties.
Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of drag queens, like in the inner city, like they don't. And by inner city, I mean like Boys Town and all that. Like they don't consider those girls
real drag queens.
Real drag queens. They, those are female impersonators who happen to be transgender, because most of them are transgender. Most of them are, have done the transition or are in the midst of transitioning. But anyway, so they, she was there. One of her old dancers was there. The, George Lucas was in the crowd when on my the show that I went to. So there was a lot of Chicago, famous Chicago people there. It was a lot of fun. It was I cannot say enough about it. It was a great time. Yeah. And let me just tell you, my friends, all my friends got upgraded because we saw her dancer or her bodyguard. Yeah, because we were there. And I was like, see, it takes people to know people. So they all got upgraded to like third, fourth row and stuff. So
cool.
Yeah, we all got to see her, except my friend from Glenview. He didn't, and Jules didn't, because they weren't like around me. So I was like, fuck, you guys could have sat up here with us. Because the thing is that there's only, there's literally like four to six seats that are sold for the pit area at the Chicago Theater when she comes around. Everything else is given away by the dancers or like her bodyguard. So all the first, the second, the third, and the fourth in the pit were literally filled by her free fans. Tickets. Yeah.
Well, they purchased a ticket. They just didn't sit in the seats that
right. they bought them for. Right, yeah. So, I mean, and the good thing about that is that what happens is that when they run out with those tickets, then the floor seats tickets, they take them and pull people from the top to sit down in the floor.
Oh, shit, y'all. It's about to get zoo-terrific up in here.
I know. Anyways, enough about that. We'll move on.
Well, I think that's really all we have to talk about, right?
Anything else? I feel like we had something else to talk about.
We had a lot of stuff going on, but I don't remember.
So we're getting into crafting. I mean,
yes.
Wait, you know, this is something that's completely new for me. It's Ricky has been at it for a little bit longer than I have, but it's completely new for me. I love it. I think it's so much fun. I think it's going to be more fun than coloring, just because.
It'll be more fun than coloring, but you didn't really color that much. I still color, so. I've kind of put the card making with the coloring together. That's what I've done.
Right. Which I don't mind something. I don't mind doing that. I feel like I don't mind the coloring aspect of like that kind of creation. But I do like the fact that with this, I am creating something physically with my hands.
And if you're lucky, I mean, there's no possible way that we can all send personalized like Christmas cards to you guys, and I don't know if we're doing any Christmas cards this year, only because of last year's debacle. But I like it better, and I like it giving it to people because I feel like they're gonna take the card and keep it instead of just throwing it away.
Yeah.
So
do you keep cards that people send you normally, or do you like read them and then throw them away?
It depends on the person. No, well, it just depends on what the reasons for. Like when people sent me cards about my mother passing away, of course I kept them.
Right.
But if it's like a random like birthday card and it's not handmade, well, you know, it may not get the
love. That's awful.
So
it's not gonna get that. It's not gonna get that. We're gonna put you in a Tupperware box.
We're working on it, and you never know. Maybe we'll take some people that
How about respond we do to this? Us? How about we do this? How about we do the first 10 respondents? No. The first 10 correspondents we will create. You five, me five, and we'll create Christmas. I think that's fair.
Or if you donate to our PayPal, then yes, we will make you a handmade thank you card.
Yes. Yes.
Let's do that. I like that better.
Okay, that's fine.
So if you can.
And the more you donate, if you donate like above 50, we'll send you two, so that way you can send it on to someone else.
Well, I don't want to put prices on donations because that's not what I'm asking.
I'm going to ask that on my behalf.
Whatever you can send through PayPal, foulmonkeys@gmail.com would be greatly appreciated. If you send us something, make sure you email us and let us know what your address is so we can send you a handmade thank you card.
Yes.
So handmade. We're going to go.
I'm just going to spit on it and then tape it and then put maybe slap my dick tip on it and then.
Okay. Well, yeah. Some people are into that. Some people are into mushroom stamps.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This is Ricky.
And I don't even know who I am today.
So we will talk to you next week and we hope you enjoy these shows.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.